start and point to this man here, James Larkin, the last revolutionary socialist to be a member of a cabinet or a council in this country. And him, James Connolly, were the two most revolutionary socialist leaders we've ever had in the history of this country. And they didn't die too long ago, but they died with their heads held high and no money in their pockets. I'd be standing as a candidate for forthcoming council elections from my area, the north end of the city of Dublin. Also the base, when they were alive, of Larkin and Connolly. And I don't see myself in there. I wouldn't even be a fraction of what they're capable of, but I'm standing because I believe in what they believed in. Simply put, the emancipation of the working class people, freedom of the working class people for the working class people. The majority of people here in this country, in this world, that create the wealth, which is probably 80 to 90%, I don't know what the last figure was, but the remainder of the capitalists who are behind all the arguments, our last figure was talking about war, greed, greed, poor breeds, greed, a whole lot. It's all a big game to those, you know. And I'm sure a lot of you know already, you must be political here, standing here listening to me, I'm sure a lot of you know this already. But the thing is, the one thing we have that can change this, now it's one of the many things, is your vote. Now, the local elections come around here, it's supposed to be every 4 years, there hasn't been actually one for 8 years. That's there only again. Now, this country, if you don't know a lot about this country, is being riddled with corruption. For how far back I don't know. But it's supposed to be being investigated at the moment. And nobody has really been locked up. It's all part of the game, as far as I can see. You know, the judges, the system, the police, the prisons, the right-wing politicians. It's all part of the game. There's been more millionaires made since the tribunals investigate this corruption by our politicians than there have been at the time of the corruption, which our majority would be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil would be a majority. There are other parties involved, but they've managed to, you know, the cover-ups have been that good. We're only getting a trickle of the information, in my opinion. Now, I'm sure there's a lot out there, and they'll come out eventually, but my own area, for instance, the north inner city. At the moment, we have the last 15 to 20 years, what I call creeping capitalism, where most of the land in my area, we just talked about the north inner city ward where I'm running, most of the land in that area was owned by the council, the county council, public land, has been sold off 90%, 90-95% to the likes of the banks, the American capitalists, you name it. The capitalists have come in and they're gradually taken over, and it's all part of the, you know, the privatization, globalization, you name it. And hang on a second, I'm not staying here long. I'm asking you a question at the end, thanks. Yeah, okay. But in that time, when all this so-called redevelopment is going on the one hand we have like 3,000 to 4,000 people homeless. We've over 40,000 on the housing list. And we've a heroin problem, I think Happy Beaton anywhere in Europe. And it's all kept very low key. You don't hear this stuff on the news. In the early days the heroin problem was front page every day. You know, people are dying. Every day people are dying in my community. All over the country. Just to give you an idea of how bad the heroin problem is in my area. Within a mile radius where I live, it's actually, it's approaching 450 people have died from related deaths. Now that's mainly through heroin, not the actual heroin itself, overdoses, yes, but snorting ends, suicides, people committing suicide inside and outside prison while waiting on treatment. Now with all this so-called development that's going on in my area, we have one clinic and we have one rehabilitation detox centre, and it's probably the only type, it's the most successful in the country in any way. We have about 80% of the participants are drug free, that's including methadone, 50% are totally drug free, all drugs. Now that's huge. Now we need one of them in every area of Dublin. Not just every city or every town, every area of Dublin. But that doesn't matter, like, you know, the most important thing is, you know, progress. Buildings, get people in, charge them with the highest rent possible. People that don't know whether they're going to have a job in 2 years' time, and all this fancy stuff falls down around us, you know, when the bus comes, you know, what's going to happen to all this place, all these places? I'll just give you an idea of the so-called progress, how hard it is, the battle we have trying to stop this creeping capitalism in my community. The cobblestone streets around here were taken from my area. A lot of them. Now, that's a small thing. It's not really, it's a big thing. But do we even get that? We couldn't win that. That's how tough the fight is. So, can you imagine how tough the fight is to get all the other things stopped? When they could be, we literally had the ground taken from under our feet without asking. Oh yeah, we got our petition up. 99.9% of the people didn't want the cobblestone removed. They wanted it brought back. We changed the name of our street, the same thing. We didn't even get a reply to our petition. It's all part of progress, you know. So, I think you get the point of what I'm trying to say.
If the cobblestone's in every particular area, where? The cobblestone's in the area.
I'm not sure, but
maybe you don't want
them. Well, I know the ones in my area.
That's not where you, by the way.
I know, they're up there, so I'm not exactly where. We didn't actually, we should have been actually.
We're going to take them all up if you don't want them.
Anyway, yeah, to get back to the point. In my opinion, the only real way anyone can make any change is, it's okay, you can get out of the building and say they're not worth voting for, and blah, blah, blah. And I've said it myself, I'm sure we've all said it, we've said it. But you have to get involved in politics. It's the only way. You know, you have the power of your vote, you have the power of strike. They're the two most important things you have. Do you want to save whatever it is you're trying to save? And basically, you're all doing it for each other. You're doing it for humanity, you know. And I'll just finish on this. The 1916 proclamation, there's one sentence in that, and it could be used as any constitution for any country anywhere in the world. And it was that sentence put in by one man, James Connolly, who I spoke of earlier. And the sentence is, cherish all of the children equally. Now think about that. Now, if that was in any constitution, throw the rest out, that's it, that's all you need.